With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In June, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's administration imposed new regulations on poultry manure meant to reduce a major source of pollution in the Chesapeake Bay. The phosphorus management rules mean that as much as two-thirds of all the chicken litter once used as fertilizer on Eastern Shore farm fields will be homeless. Farmers will no longer be able to dump the waste in fields just to get rid of it. That creates mountains of headaches for farmers like Michelle Chesnick, who grows a 500,000 chickens a year, which produce about 2 million tons of waste.
When you stop spreading this, you must ask yourself, where does it all go? You know, what do we do with it now? I don't know where it's going to go.
In an attempt to answer this question, the Maryland Department of Agriculture has been giving away millions of dollars in grants to experimental projects that try to recycle the manure into innovative and useful products. The most recent was last week, when the state agency granted $1.2 million to an Alabama-based company called Renewable Oil International. Over the next year, the firm plans to build a big machine on the Chesnick's farm that will heat up the manure in a compartment without air and convert the waste into oil, gas, and a charcoal-like product called biochar. The oil will be used to make asphalt. The gas, called syngas, will be burned as a fuel to power the machine. And the biochar will be sold to industries, which use charcoal as filters in their smokestacks, and to farmers and gardeners, who can use the granulated powder as fertilizer. Perhaps the biggest benefit? The biochar is about half the weight of poultry manure, so it can be more easily trucked to other farms and businesses that need it. Here's Chesnick again.
That's the biggest thing. It's half the volume, so therefore, that's a good thing. Will this take care of all our problems? My God, I hope it will. Would I say absolutely? No one can say that with certainty. What I can say with certainty is this. We must find an alternative use for the litter and something to do with it. We cannot just stockpile litter because we're not spreading it on the ground.
Royden Powell is Assistant Secretary of the Maryland Department of Agriculture, or MDA. Powell said the state might expand the project on the Chesnick farm and replicate it all over the Eastern Shore if it works.
To the extent that we can be creative, that we can be innovative, that we can use new technologies to find new uses for manures, we address an environmental issue, and we maintain economic viability by, you know, through the economic offsets or advantages that this provides to our farmers.
There is a potential problem with biochar, however. It actually contains more phosphorus per pound than poultry manure. So if farmers just spread it on their fields as fertilizer in areas that are already overloaded with phosphorus from manure, such as much of the Eastern Shore, it could actually create more runoff pollution to the Chesapeake Bay. Kathy Phillips is the Assateague Coast Keeper, an environmental activist.
My concern about the phosphorus is that I would hope that MDA would be making absolutely certain that this byproduct from the new plant would either absolutely only go to fields within the Chesapeake watershed that are totally deficient of phosphorus. Other than that, it needs to be exported outside of the Chesapeake and Coastal Bays watershed entirely.
If handled wrong, alternative energy and alternative fertilizer products could just create alternative problems. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.